Melissa.
I just came to tell you that things are over with me and Kenneth. I want you to know, when I first met Kenneth, I didn't know that he was married. And Andrea, I never meant to hurt you. I'm sorry.
I have been waiting such a long time to hear you say that. Come in, please. Maybe now we can both start to heal. This isn't gonna work if you're passed out.
Andrea, please. Wait, please. Let me go, okay? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Let me go. I'm sorry.
An apology doesn't mean anything. You took him from me! When Kenneth first started out, I was there for him. I made him everything that he was. And I can do that again. He's gonna get out of jail one day and I'm gonna be here for him. And you aren't gonna be around to get in our way.
Andrea, I left him. Look, I promise. Please, please just let me go.
Let you go? What, after you snuck into my home? Hid here waiting to kill me? You are a very sick young lady, and everyone knows that you're the one with psychiatric problems. You attacked me just like you did your ex-boyfriend, and I had to defend myself. I had no choice but to kill you. I mean, after all, you and Kenneth have been stalking me.
No, no, no one's gonna believe that.
Yes, they will. I have been working on this plan for a long time. I have had nothing to do but plan this. And it's going surprisingly well.
But...
Melissa,
there is nothing worse than a divorced woman with too much time and money on her hands.
Please, Andrea, you can't do this.
Please! I killed my own dog. I can kill you. And I liked Roxy. You attacked me. Don't you remember that, Melissa? With this.